Out in the fields, I'm Brian German with California Ag Today. The California Garlic and Onion Research Committee was established in 2005 as a state marketing order under the supervision of the California Department of Food and Agriculture. Bob Ean is the CEO and technical manager for the committee. The organization's main goal is to organize onion and garlic growers to develop white rot management programs. Ean discussed some of the reasons why white rot is such a problematic disease.
It has a window of where it's viable. It's stimulated by organosulfur oxidase odor that comes off the roots, that exudates that come off the root. That sends out a message that it's like ringing a dinner bell, and the sclerotia virtually wake up and send out a germination tube looking for that source of the organosulfur compounds, find it, enter the roots, and then can enter the base plate of the garlic. Once it's inside the base plate, it'll reproduce. It just destroys the bulb. It just rots the bulb out.
More from Bob Ean after this.
Phytophthora is a soil fungi present in much of the soil throughout the state, and when conditions are right, the fungi will flourish and become a serious problem, especially for almond orchards. Garrett Gilcrease is an agronomist for Syngenta, a crop protection company. He said all that great rainfall throughout the state could be setting up the almond orchards to a serious decline by Phytophthora.
When things get really, really warm, that root system might not be able to sustain everything that tree needs, and yes, it can ravage orchards.
But he said Ritamil Gold is here to help.
It's a soil-applied fungicide.
And how should it be applied?
Micro-irrigation, sprinkler, drip irrigated. That's a preferred method because it's so efficient in putting that product down.
Contact your pest control advisor on the benefit of Ritamil Gold for Phytophthora.
Once infected with white rot pathogens, leaves of the plant will begin to show yellowing and wilting. Leaf decay will also occur starting at the base, with older leaves collapsing first. One of the reasons white rot pathogens are so dangerous to California growers is because of its longevity in the soil. Ean noted just how resilient white rot is.
It only takes one or two sclerotia per, let's say, for a cup of soil to cause up to 10% damage. So if you've had a field and had light damage, you go back into that field another time. That 10% probably is going to turn into 50% because of the ability to reproduce. They are hardy little critters. They're still viable. We know, we documented 20 years, and anecdotally we have information that it's been there 30 years.
This is California Ag Today.